A boy, a goldfish in the local library. Back in the day, kicking up my heels, I wouldn't be found dead with a library card. By Christopher Boswell, read by Brandon Roseanne. The only thing that you absolutely have to know is the location of the library. Albert Einstein. The library is off limits. Back in the day, while I was still kicking up my heels, you wouldn't find me dead with a library card. I was getting ready to say, I don't know why. But that's not entirely true. Well, not true at all. It was tough for me to avoid run-ins with the local police back then. What with cruising around, looking for girls, driving too fast, and drinking, they tend to frown on those three items mixed in together at the same time. Now I know most everybody does. Somewhere, I had read an article talking about a project the police were using to gather library card data for something or another. Right there, I made some adolescent decision that the library was a ruse. A cover for an extension of the local law enforcement. Not that I had anything to hide, it took me about 15 years to shake that resentment. When I got my library card, that's when my life began. Rita Mae Brown. A time to reframe. I think I had just turned 35 and had realized that my way of thinking had gotten me about as far as it was going to. Lord knows I knew how to put stuff down my throat, but what was I putting into my head? The answer, of course, was almost nothing of real value. My idea of learning and education was just to go do it. Whatever the something was, I mean, who on earth had time to read? The last book I had read was Jonathan Livingston Seagull in 9th grade. Thank God it was relatively short. You may know by wondering about the goldfish and or the boy. Hang in there, I promise we'll get to it. So, I've had this epiphany. New information needed to be poured into me. Now what? Having a very active brain or something, it was difficult to enjoy reading. I would try, but my mind just wouldn't stay with me on the project. Being committed to the decision, something else had to be done. A library is not a luxury, but one of the necessities of life. Henry Ward Beecher, a digital gold mine. Audiobooks had already been invented in 1969, so there was another way. There were also titles showing up on CD during the time spoken about here. But they were all expensive. Finally, I found Napster. Can you believe they are still alive? In those days, they were a rogue audio peer-to-peer sharing platform. Napster was focused on music, but there was another game in town. It was called LimeWire. You could also find software and music for free on LimeWire. The only requirement was that your computer also had to have files available to be uploaded as well. So, I would hook up to the software while connected to the internet. Dial up at the time, put in search terms, and download away, keeping a computer transferring all the time. I was in heaven. The library is the temple of learning, and learning has liberated more people than all the wars in history. Carl T. Rowan. Who really needs a library? There was so much stuff available. It was all on LimeWire, where I found the first recordings of Caroline Miss, a medical intuitive. There were also audio material on subliminal programming, lectures by Alan Watts, live events by Anthony Robbins, and more. I began listening while working, driving, creating, or whenever. I bought an Arcus player. It was basically a battery-operated portable hard drive that would play audio files. This went on for years. All my zip drives and other discs were filing up. I was buying CD-ROM discs by the 100 pack and have binders full of them to this day. The audio files were transferred to any kind of media I had available. Soon, having exhausted the net of any more titles I was interested in, a new source was needed for my addiction. I have always imagined that paradise will be a kind of library. Jorge Luis Borges. Finally, turning to the library. So, I finally caved in and got a library card, starting small with the Tacoma Public Library. Using the word small may be inappropriate. The building inhabits an entire city block. Yet, I will come to find out the selection there is somewhat limited. They will loan me 10 audiobooks at a time. I began building my own library. I've been doing it since 1999. My audiobook collection has eclipsed 1,100 authors within an uncounted number of books. Some authors fill folders with 15 or more titles like Dr. Wayne Dyer. Sometimes, when I have a few days of leisure, I get some video discs as well. Soon, I was versed on all the TPL content. I needed more. Since I live in Pierce County, I am eligible for a library card there as well. So I got one. This tripled the number of libraries I could pursue. And on it went. I made it a hobby. PCL has no limit on the number of items unlike TPL. My OCD kicked in. I took them home, the bag full. Without the library, I would have been lost. Jasmine Ward. A reciprocal agreement. Soon, I had picked over the Pierce County Library System's collection as well. To my surprise, I found out King County has a reciprocal agreement with Pierce County too. My PCL card entitles me to have one in King County. Now we're talking. I've learned each library's buyer is independent and makes different choices. King County's selection is by far superior to the other two, at least for my interest. I continue to habitually bring home dozens of titles at a time, digitalizing them. I don't have to listen before the loan period ends. I can listen anytime later as they are now on my hard drive. Features and benefits. Check this out. Here are some of the products and services available at Tacoma's Public Library. Free VHS to DVD conversion available. There is a self-service machine at the Moore branch. The AARP was just there to give free tax assistance to seniors. How cool is that? Recently, they hosted a Building Gingerbread Houses event over the holidays for the kids. The main library downtown was a digital media lab funded by a grant from the late Paul Allen. It features Apple iMac computers, MacBook Pro laptops, audio interfaces, MIDI keyboard controllers, microphones and stands, graphics and music production, editing software, still cameras, camcorders, and more. There are physical books, music, movies, sheet music, maps, newspapers, meeting rooms, book clubs, after-school hangout events, and even free museum passes and park passes. Magazines, research papers, trade publications, and more I've simply overlooked. Did I forget to mention free Wi-Fi? Including online resources, digital media, including ebooks, audiobooks, movies, lectures, help with student loan repayment, and even Rosetta Stone for folks who want to learn a new language. You can listen to or watch this media from almost all your mobile devices. That's all just in Tacoma. Between the three library cards I own, I can visit and borrow books from 79 unique locations. That's a bunch of unique design from some amazing architects. That does not even include the Seattle system, which is sandwiched in there between all of it. The King County Library System's annual budget is $120 million USD. Oh my gosh. Maybe the best part. I listen to all the nonfiction, self-help, and biographies. Certainly, some of this content has to be educating, feeding my brain for the better, right? I estimate my digital library collection to be around 4,000 titles. The average audiobook is $20. Let's do some math. 4,000 times 20 equals $80,000. My music collection has 889 artists. Some have 25 titles in them. My Eagles folder, for instance, has 20 titles in it. Doing the math again, I'll be conservative and say 889 folders times 5 equals 4,445 albums. A CD costs, what, $10 each today? That's another $44,445 in my music. If I would have had to pay retail for this collection, it would not be here. The value is $125,000. I'd be a fool not to be taking advantage of this amazing resource my taxes go to help create, and you would too. Alright, hopefully I've achieved my goal and reminded those who have cards and inspired those who don't go to get them. Okay, that's enough out of me for now. Oh wait! The boy with the goldfish. Yes, well, it reminded me a little of myself. I just like the picture. It represents a young man who loves the finer things like literature and also the wild things out there. I hope you found some value in this article. If you did, please follow the links below for more of my recent work. Maybe another will resonate. Until next time, cheers, Christopher. Copyright and trademark by Christopher Boswell, 2019, all rights reserved. When Christopher isn't writing from wherever, he can be found traveling or capturing photographs somewhere in the United States, or generating graphic design, processing images or video, flying his unmanned aerial vehicle, wrangling dogs, or backpacking and kayaking. He lives in Tacoma, Washington. His photographic and design endeavors can be viewed and purchased starting at Real Rendell Creative. Thank you.